And my mother-in-law taking the baby. And then she got to be 14 years old, and then my mother-in-law died. Then that my baby had to come back to me. Now she's 16 years old. So I just had got nervous, and I got up on the, there's a doctor up there, Dr. First doctor went to Dr. He's sick now, that's my real doctor. He done taken sick now. And they give me some pills to take, and I take them for about 6-7 months, and I got steady handed again. I just a trembling man, I'd get steery. I'm just nervous, just got bad, just all that trouble got on me at once, you know. Uh-huh. This is this time in 2 years, all that happened. And then, you know, raising a kid, then you by yourself, and you got to work, and you got to come back, you got a young daughter to theater and all that. She got a baby, and you got one. Mother-in-law got to work to make her living. She didn't have no husband, so I just... But Mr. was a fine man. He done all he could for me.
Yeah.
I got to give him and praise him and her, his wife, too. That's the reason I stick with him. They old. And I'm getting old, too.
And every set?
Me?
Yeah.
All the time. But not enough to stay in the bed. Well, I had an ulcerous stomach. I don't know what. The doctor said I had an ulcerous stomach. And I eat too rich of food. And I get sick off of it. But I've never been sick enough to lay down.
Makes you sick worse.
That in there. That just look like I want to farm up or do something. Just sick, sick, sick. Sometimes I just sick.
Sick enough.
But I would go, doctor, this is a young doctor up there. I go to Dr. And he'd give me some sort of medicine to do it good. Real good. But I don't, since I let that whiskey long, though, he told me to leave the whiskey long, and I'd do better. He said, that'll keep it raw all the time. He'd give me some old white medicine to take it. He said, that'll coat it, you know?
Yeah.
But if I drank that whiskey, it's gonna knock it off. So I let the whiskey long, so I'd do a whole lot better. Got a can of milk. So I'd do well. I'd eat what I want. I'd eat anything I want. Go to bed and go to sleep. Get up and go to work.
Yeah.
I work every day.
Yeah. Did you ever see, like in a playground, what would they have around a playground for kids to play on?
Seesaw. Remember a seesaw horse. You know, these saw horses you got, you know? Make something like that and put a bowl over it.
Yeah.
I get on one side and you on the other side.
Did you ever see
swings?
Ones that would turn around?
Yeah, we done made that. They made us that turn around on put a post in the ground,
uh-huh.
And put a big pin down in it.
Mm.
And I carry you around, you know, we'd put two swim on it, and then get that cam around, you know, one.
Make a
kind of like a flying horse thing. Swings and things, we done made them, yeah. Or put them up trees.
You go up trees much?
Yes, indeed. We climb on trees. I fell out one.
What? What happened? It didn't hurt you?
It didn't break me up. I never been broke up, no way. No kind of way. Never been cut up, never been broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody never shot me, didn't know. But I did some of all that.
Yeah. Did y'all ever burn coal here?
I burned coal for a while, but not down in, not in here. When I was at Fairdy, I had a coal heater.
Uh-huh. What would they carry it around in?
That was called a scuttle, or scutter, or something. It's an old bucket, built funny, kind of funny shaped bucket, you know?
Yeah.
And you dip it up and put it in there, and then you carry it and put it in your box, and then you had your shovel. And I had a round belly, come up sharp. It'd really heat up.
Yeah. What did you wheel things around in?
Wheelbar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wheelbar.
Yeah. Did you have